Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Promptly Potter. For each episode, we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This episode 172, and today's prompt comes from chapter 10 of Deathly Hallows, titled Creature's Tale. Hello folks, my name is Princess, or Jody, you can call me whatever you want really, and I will be your host for this episode. And today, we are going to be talking about a character who's not my favorite character. Well, actually, he kind of is. He's teetering on the edge of favorite, and just, I love him, but he's not exactly on the list of favorites. And the only reason he's teetering on said list is because he doesn't occupy enough brain space in my mind for him to be considered a favorite. Because if you're like a favorite of mine, I'd be obsessed with you, Draco, cough, cough. And this character, I'm not really obsessed with him, I absolutely love him, but we're not gonna get into that, because we're not really in here to talk about the character, but I will be talking about the character, because how can you not love Regulus Arcturus Black? Yes, we're talking about Regulus, and I know you probably thought we were talking about Creature, because, you know, Creature's Tale, so it was, maybe Creature would have been there, and, you know, I was talking about teetering off the edge of the favorite list, and Regulus would most definitely be a character that deserves to be on many people's favorite list. But, you know, I love him, but am I obsessed with him? Not obsessed. I love him. No, you know what? I'll consider him my favorite. He has to be. He deserves the love, because he is one of the unsung heroes of this whole series. He just deserves so much more attention. And I am still so, so sad about the headcanons of what if Sirius had found out what exactly caused Regulus's death. Because as far as we know, Sirius doesn't know this. He died without knowing that Regulus died. That he died because he wanted to make sure that Voldemort would be mortal once more. And that's just something that I still can't get over. But the thing is, we're not going to be talking about his motivations because, well, it's not really something that's unrelated to the prompt, but the prompt isn't about his motivations. The prompt is actually right over here. This is the prompt. Based on a creature's account, how did Regulus Black figure out that the locket was a Horcrux? So I'm not going to go into an in-depth character exploration, at least not yet, because we're going to be talking about, you know, how Regulus actually figured out that it was a Horcrux. And the first thing that comes to mind, even before looking at the excerpt of Deathly Hallows in this particular chapter as to, you know, Creature's actual tale about him disapparating from the cave and, you know, telling Regulus about the potion and the locket, the first thing that already comes to mind, even without thinking about all those things, is that Regulus is a Black. Regulus is a member of the most noble and ancient House of Black, and that means that he already has a very, very wide array of dark spells. He has a full arsenal of dark magic that many witches and wizards wouldn't have ever dreamed of dabbling in. Hell, this is not even just them just not being able to dream about dabbling in it. They can't dream about dabbling in this magic, because I'm sure that the collection of tomes of
intricate and very dangerous magic that the Black family has is something that an ordinary witch or wizard wouldn't even come across in their entire lifetime. Unless, of course, they work in some sort of environment where they have to work with curses, or, you know, in magical law enforcement, or as an auror, or something like that. But, you know, an average witch or wizard wouldn't know even a fraction of the spells that a member of the Black family would know. We're talking about the Black family. We're talking about the family that, you know, thinks of themselves as practically royalty because of their blood status. This is the Black family, and you cannot tell me otherwise that they don't have a vast collection, a library of definitely questionable magic, if not even illegal magic. And that's the first thing that comes into my mind when I think about how Regulus figured it out, because, of course, Creature probably regaled Regulus with the whole tale, with every single detail, no detail spared. And given the fact that Regulus, you know, he and Sirius are the heirs to the Black family, and at this point in time, by the time that Regulus joins the Death Eaters, Sirius had already run away, then by this time, even though it wasn't really a lot of time before Regulus managed to join Death Eaters, I would assume that even before Sirius had run away, he and Regulus would have been taught in all the dark arts and all of the intricate magic that only the elite witches and wizards would know. Because, you know, again, the Black family thinks that they are practically royalty because of their blood status and their social status in the wizarding world. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had loads of tutors and loads of lessons that that the average witch or wizard wouldn't even have. And that's comprised of different sorts of magic that, you know, again, most witches or wizards wouldn't even dream of having. And I'd like to assume that would include all sorts of magic, all sorts of dark magic specifically. And while Horcruxes aren't exactly a topic that a tutor or a governess would be focusing on, well, that's a normal tutor or governess. I would assume that they would be pounding in every single bit of information that they possibly could into the heirs to the Black family. It would be every single type of information, types of curses and hexes that shouldn't even be uttered ever. So I wouldn't be surprised if Horcruxes were a topic of conversation at least once. And if it wasn't a topic of conversation, then I always like to think that Sirius, because of the fact that it's pretty canon that he was a pretty great student, I'd like to assume that Regulus was the same way because, you know, based on how Walburga reacts, her painting reacted to Sirius, and, you know, the sort of inferences that we can gather from Creature's reactions, even though, you know, Creature is definitely biased towards Regulus, the thing that we can assume is that he was the golden child. And being the golden child usually implies that you are highly skilled and very intelligent. So I'd like to think that that's also reflected not just in his Hogwarts grades, but also in his home life. And his home life is also connected to what he probably learned as from his tutors and governesses, and, you know, their own large personal library they just need to have a personal library. This is the Black family. They need to have loads more properties. But properties aside, Regulus definitely has to have at least heard of Horcruxes. He has to have heard of Horcruxes based on, you know, the whole idea that he would have known a wide array of magical knowledge. It's just something that he has to have known. And, you know, even if it wasn't taught to him explicitly, he must have come across the term at some point, gotten interested, and then researched the term. And if that's not it, well, the second thing that comes to mind is related to the first thing, because just picture this. The moment that Creature regales Regulus with the tale, Regulus racks his brain for what exactly it could be that's in the locket, or, you know, is there a sort of enchantment? Is it the locket itself that's so important? There are so many thoughts that are going through his mind, and I'm pretty sure that he's taking stock of every single bit of magical knowledge that he has. So he's, as he's rifling through everything, he either realizes, oh, it's a Horcrux, and he just does some more research to make sure, Or he doesn't know what exactly it is, but he makes sure to keep in mind everything that creature has told him. And the thing that happens is that he goes to every single source of magical information that he can find. And that includes to talking to the paintings in the Black House. He could also just go to different libraries. He could be talking to other witches and wizards that definitely know him or would at least, you know, ask for a favor to ask about what exactly a Horcrux is. Well, actually, not what a Horcrux is, but what sort of value, why would this object, why would this locket have so much value? And then he would regale whoever it is he asked with what creature regaled him. And eventually, that's how I think he'd find out, because of the resources that, the sheer resources that the Black family has at their disposal. And of course, Black family, at this point in time, because Sirius was disowned, Regulus is the heir. He has every single resource at his disposal. And actually, now that I think about it, he wouldn't even need to go any farther than just ask his mum or ask his grandfather, Phineas Negulus. He was a former headmaster of Hogwarts. He would know this type of magic because, well, how could you become a head of the most prestigious wizarding academy in Britain without knowing every single bit of magic there is? I just refuse to believe it. And literally, it just has to have been that. It has to have been Regulus finding out about this, finding about what Horcrux is from his vast knowledge, or, you know, trying to find out about it from his vast number of resources. And that's really what I think happened when Regulus found out that it was a Horcrux, because this is what I think the excerpt from Creature's Tale implies. And this is said dialogue, and I apologize in advance for my terrible British accent. Just embrace the fact that I will not sound like an actual British person, so bear with me. Or actually, you know what? Don't bear with me, because I just realized on top of doing the British accent, I would have to do the creature voice, and I don't have a creature voice. So I'm just going to speak in my normal voice, because, you know, it's going to save us both the pain, and, you know, it's also going to save me the embarrassment. So here it goes. Master Regulus was very worried. Very worried, croaked Creature. Master Regulus told Creature to stay hidden and not to leave the house. And then it was a little while later. Master Regulus came to find Creature in his cupboard one night, and Master Regulus was strange, not as he usually was, disturbed in his mind. Creature could tell, and he asked Creature to take him to the cave where Creature had gone with the Dark Lord. And that piece of dialogue says a lot, even though it seems like it doesn't really say a lot. Because the thing is, Regulus was already very, very worried the moment that Creature had already regaled the tale. So that could imply that the first idea of him already knowing what a Horcrux was true, but I don't think it is because of the next part of the dialogue. And so we can sort of scratch that, not necessarily scratch that, because it could be a particularly good headcanon if you're into that. But the thing that really gets me is that in the second part of the dialogue, it was a little while later, Master Regulus came to find Creature in his cupboard one night, and Master Regulus was strange, not as he usually was, disturbed in his mind, Creature could tell. This is a little while later, as said in the text. A little while later, after Creature had told him about what happened in the cave, about the events in the cave, and what exactly was happening with the locket, and what he had observed, and, you know, Voldemort just being very careful about the locket, and going to great extents to make sure that it's protected in that cave. So, what I see in this particular instance is that Creature told Regulus about this. Regulus was worried because, you know, Creature literally had to drink a whole basin with potion that made your insides burn and made you see terrible images that could either be your worst nightmares, your worst fears, or just your worst memories. And that is very terrifying, just horrible to even think about. So that could also be the cause of Regulus's worry. Or it could also be that Regulus is worried because he's thinking that it's a Horcrux, but he's not quite sure, and it's just making him so worried because the idea of someone having a Horcrux, the idea of Voldemort having a Horcrux, Voldemort already very terrifying, being immortal, is a very worrisome thing. Or it could also be a third option of Regulus is worried because A, it's a combined worry because of Kreatrus' current state, and because he has no idea what sort of dark magic is on the locket, because it has to be dark magic when it's concerned with Voldemort, of course, and he is racking his brain, and he is astounded because he can't think of what dark magic this is, and as a Black, he knows loads of dark magic, so he's just worried about what this could be and how dark this magic has to be for him not to know about it. And that's why I think that those two options are the only options, really, because A, it's just what you would expect coming from a member, the heir of the Black family, because, you know, Sirius wasn't really fond of being in the Black family, and he was disowned at the age of 16, and because, you know, the dialogue just implies it, even though it's a very, very, very tiny implication, and is it really an implication if you just sort of get some sort of idea by inferring the dialogue and then weaving your own headcanon? Because, well, is it really? I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure if it's actually an implication, or is it just me going to great extents to come up with headcanons, because you know what? That's my one talent. I'm terrible at lots of things, but when it comes to Harry Potter and creating loads of different storylines from something that's seemingly useless, I'm your girl. So yeah, there are just two ideas that come to mind. It's either he knew about Horcruxes, and that's why he was so worried, and he just had to confirm this idea by somehow digging in to the lore regarding the locket, or, you know, digging around the history of the locket, or he does know what a Horcrux is, he gets all the information that Creature has and exhausts all the resources that he has at his dispense, and then he finds out, and then he goes to confirm it. Like, those are the only two thoughts that come to mind when it comes to this particular prompt. But, of course, that is merely my opinion. Tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com social media channels, and use hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.